A little bit of New Orleans is coming to Bloomington in early July. Big Frida is one of the best-known ambassadors of bounce music, a subcategory of hip-hop that started in the streets of New Orleans in the 90s and is now taking over clubs all over the world. The fact that Frida is a gay man who uses female pronouns doesn't affect her popularity in the hip-hop community. In fact, her sexuality is part of what packs the clubs for every one of her shows.
What is bounce music? According to Big Frida, the Queen Diva, it's all about the beat.
The sound of it is a different sound from anything that's out there. It's a very up-tempo, heavy-based call-response type music. If you're familiar with the Cheeky Black Claps or the Trigger Man Bells, it has a sound like that.
Big Frida is one of the gay and trans bounce artists making her way out of the New Orleans scene where the music originated and onto stages across the country. For the uninitiated, it's those two hooks that help give bounce music its distinctive sound.
Well, the beat is like, it's like Cheeky Black Claps is just like a regular clap, like clap, 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 clap. And the Trigger Man Bells is that, and it has all the yes, yes, and the mouth, mouth, and all of that in there.
She started making music about 10 years ago, but bounce has been around way longer than that. She grew up listening to it, dancing to it in the clubs. It's just part of New Orleans culture. But the influx of queer musicians has led some to categorize Frida's specific flavor of bounce as sissy bounce, a term she dislikes. She says it's not the word sissy that bothers her. She's gay and proud of it. It's the fact that bounce music shouldn't be splintered into factions.
You know, no one can say, like, it's split up into two different sections, sissy bounce and heterosexual bounce or whatever. We don't, you know, split it up here in New Orleans. We all love each other. We're all down for each other. It's bounce music at the end of the day.
And it's spreading well beyond the New Orleans streets. Her summer schedule takes her to places like Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., Phoenix, Denver, and over to Europe for shows in Stockholm, Amsterdam, and Paris. There's a universality to bounce music that even Frida never expected.
What amazes me is that they get it before I even get there, and like, I'm actually like trying to teach it to them, but they already know it, and that blows my mind.
So what should someone new to bounce know before they attend a Big Frida show?
Come loose, come comfortable, come ready to party, to have an open mind and have a good time, and get ready for a good dance party that you've never ever seen before, that you've never experienced from the Queen Diva.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.
You can experience a Big Frida dance party in Bloomington at Russian Recording on Thursday, July 7th. The Big Bounce Barbecue begins at 7 and the performance will take place at 9 p.m. Read more and watch a video of Big Frida at wfiu.org/arts.